The two proposals would have centralized Kansas school district purchasing and put all school employees into a single health plan. A House subcommittee says the changes could not be in place by next fiscal year. Democratic Representative Jim Ward is not surprised. He says the study may not have accounted for the different situations among districts.
When you ask auditors and bean counters, just look at numbers, you don't take into account what's going on the ground.
But lawmakers might still try to get at some of the savings. Republican Representative Aaron Davis says they could look at ways to persuade districts to centralize their purchasing.
So I think we just have to decide. I think part of it will be through the school finance formula, if there will be incentives given to districts to be efficient.
Without the projected savings, it would take $50 million more in cuts or tax increases to balance next year's budget. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.